Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Shop, shop until you drop.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is around town.
And today's title is Let's Go Shopping. Let's go shopping. So what was going on yesterday, Pauline?
Our friends were looking at the ads from Outdoor World. There are some good deals at the big sale. Also, Susie got a colorful scarf.
Yeah, I think it looks very nice. I like James's hat, but he doesn't like it. It isn't his style. Maybe he can give it to me. Anyway, let's find out what's happening in our Read It. Here's Pauline.
The jackets at Outdoor World were really cheap. Tina and Taylor each bought one. Tina paid cash. She didn't need to use her credit card. James is going to return his hat. He has a gift receipt. Susie helps him find the store. It's called Trendy Styles. It's across from Fashion House.
So, after Christmas, I like to rest. It is tiring to see family and get ready for Christmas. It is kind of a relief when it is all over.
I know what you mean. I enjoy time at home after Christmas. We can all relax and enjoy all our presents.
We can also go shopping together and maybe grab a meal after. It's nice.
There are really good deals after Christmas, and it is a good time to return any gifts you don't want or don't fit.
Well, anyway, we'll learn about that today, but first, let's take a look at those keywords with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 圣诞节之后有很多商店会有大拍卖。Tina 和 Taylor 两个人都买了一件夹克，他们觉得好便宜哦。They were so cheap. 形容词 cheap 就是便宜的。夹克一件只要50块美金。Tina 是用现金付款的。Tina paid cash. 现金就是 cash. Tina 很高兴她不必用信用卡。She didn't need to use her credit card. 信用卡就是 credit card. James 要退掉他爸爸送他的帽子。他爸爸给了他一张礼品收据。A gift receipt. James has a gift receipt. 名词 receipt 就是收据。这个字的 P 不发音。James 要去的商店就在 Fashion House 对面。Fashion 就是时尚流行的意思。The shop is across from Fashion House.
The sale at Outdoor World was really terrific. Their jackets were so cheap.
I know.We each got one for less than $50.
Yes, and I could pay cash. I didn't need to use my credit card.
Every store in the mall is having a sale. Let's check out some other ones.
Sure. Shopping the day after Christmas is always fun.
So our friends did end up going to the big sale at Outdoor World. Tina says the sale was terrific.
Terrific. When something is really, really good, we use this word, terrific.
Another word like terrific is fantastic. The sale was terrific. The deals were fantastic.
We talked about what these words deal and sale meant yesterday.Peter, can you give us a short review?
Okay, well, a deal is a good price on something. And many stores will have a sale. That means they'll put good deals on sale, or many things will have a good price.
Tina is talking about the sale on jackets. She says that their jackets were so cheap.
Cheap means you don't have to pay a lot of money for it. It is a good price.The opposite of that is expensive. Cheap and expensive.
We wear jackets in the winter. Jackets keep us warm from the cold weather and the wind.
Taylor got one too. She says they got them for less than $50. That's a good deal.
And this is a good sentence to practice. Less than something, less than $10. That would mean it will be $9.99 or less.
That's right. I spend less than 20 minutes to get to work every day.
I watch less than an hour of TV every day.
Tina tells us more about their time shopping yesterday. She could pay cash. She didn't need to use her credit card.
Do you pay with cash or credit card?
I usually pay with cash, but if I'm spending a large amount of money or I'm paying for things often or online, I will use a credit card.
All right. Well, a credit card can be dangerous when it comes to spending money. It is really easy to keep spending and spending and spending with a card. Be careful, everyone.
Well, our friends are still at the mall and they want to keep shopping. Every store in the mall is having a sale. So Taylor says, let's check out some other ones.
Check out, that means to go look at something. Just see what is there. They don't need to buy anything. They can just look around and see what sales are there.
Yes, our friends are having a good time shopping. Tina says shopping the day after Christmas is always fun.
And learning from Christina is always fun, too. Let's go to her right now.
圣诞节过后的第二天，到处都在打折大拍卖。Tina 说 ,Shopping the day after Christmas is always fun. 这个句子其实讲的就是 ,Shopping is always fun. 不过这里注明逛街购物特别好玩的时间是在 the day after Christmas, 圣诞节后的那一天。所以 the day after Christmas 是表时间的片语。不需要用介系词。比如 ,they went on a trip the day after their wedding. 他们婚礼后的那一天就去旅行了。当然 ,the day after 可以换成 the day before. Traveling the day before New Year is so crazy. 表示过年的前一天交通都是疯狂很塞的。
Thank you for that help, Christina.Well, this is a good time to go to the mall, and you don't really need to buy anything. Actually, everyone goes to the mall and just walks around with their family. I think it's nice.
I think it's nice if I'm with my family. If they want to go to the mall, I'll go with. But I wouldn't want to do it just for myself for fun.
That's right. I don't see you spending very much money. You like to spend time.Not so much, spend it on things.
That's right. Well, friends, it's time for a short break, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Hello, friends. Welcome back from the break. So, Peter, today our friends are at the mall shopping, but do you prefer shopping at a real store like the mall, or do you prefer going online and shopping?
I like to go to stores. I like to see the thing and feel the thing and consider if I should buy it or not. Shopping online is kind of boring, but there are definitely good deals online.
Good point. Well, friends, let's keep learning together. Here's conversation B.
Thanks for coming to the mall with me, Susie. I don't know it very well yet.
You're welcome, James. Which store did your hat come from?
It came from Trendy Styles.
Do you have a receipt? You can't return something without one.
Yes, I have a gift receipt.Where is the store?
It's over there, across from Fashion House.
It seems like everyone is at the mall today. James and Susie are there too.
Well, I feel the same way after Christmas. Everyone goes to the mall. It is very crowded.
Let's look at what James first says. Thanks for coming to the mall with me, Susie. I don't know it very well yet.
Thanks for something. This is a very useful phrase. Thanks for practicing English with me. Thanks for being my friend.
And when someone says thanks, you should say, you're welcome. That is a good thing to say.
Susie is helping James find the hat store. She asks about the hat to know which store to go to return it. She asks, which store did your hat come from?
And it came from Trendy Styles.
We learned that what style means, we all have our own style, and trendy means recent or popular. So they will go there to return the hat.
Ooh, does James have a receipt?
Do you have a receipt?
No, it's his hat.
No, Pauline, do you have a receipt? That's today's
calendar phrase.
Do you have a receipt?
Do you have a receipt?
你有收据吗?
I want to return this hat.
Do you have a receipt?
It's the wrong size.
Do you have a receipt?
It's the wrong color.
Do you have a receipt?
It's the wrong style.
Do you have a receipt?
Yes, here.
It's the wrong receipt.
Do you have a receipt?
Do you have a receipt?
你有收据吗?
When you buy something, you get a receipt. It shows that you bought it. And if you want to return it, you need the receipt.
Yes, that is true. This is a hard word to spell and say. You might have to practice it. It is spelled R-E-C-E-I-P-T. Remember that we don't say the P.
That's right. So yes, James has the receipt. They have the hat and they have the receipt. So what else do they need?
They need to find the store.
Oh, I know where it is. It's over there, across from the fashion house.
Oh, hey, and I see something. It's Rebecca. She's over there. She has more to say about this sentence you just used.
Hey, friends. I'm so glad that you could join me today. Well, it's that time when you get to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that someone is in front of something else, you could use this grammar point. For example, Jacob is over there across from Tammy. Or the school is over there across from the post office. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That was very helpful. Friends, now let's go to Christina. She can tell us more about this sentence.
Susie 说他们要找的店就在那边 ,Fashion House 的对面。It's over there across from Fashion House. 如果你觉得这个句子有点长,就把它分段来看。它其实就是在 it 后面有两个介系词片语,分别是 over there 和 across from Fashion House。它们都是主词的补语,这样子分开来看就比较能看懂了。所以一个句子是可以同时用两个介系词片语来表达的。我们来看例句。The pencils are in a box on the shelf. 铅笔在架子上的一个盒子里。或者 ,let's put the painting on the wall behind the TV. 我们把这幅画挂在电视后面的墙上吧。
Thank you, Christina. Well, let's talk about fashion. What is fashion to people?
Well, actually, I think the words fashion and style mean the same thing. It's just the look that you like. So if you really like to wear scarves, it's part of your style. It's the fashion you like.
Right. And it seems like every season has a different style or fashion. There are spring and fall clothes. There are winter and summer clothes, too.
We also say something is in fashion. That means it's popular right now. A lot of people like that style.
Right. And again, we use these words when we are talking about clothes.
So, Peter, how often do you return gifts?
Not very often, unless I know where it's from and I can return it and I don't really want it. Oh, and it doesn't fit. Then I will return it.
I think that's when I'm most likely to return something, if it doesn't fit. I don't feel like I ever hurt someone's feelings for returning something that doesn't fit.
Well, now it's time to review. Friends, let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Cheap. Cheap. Apples at the supermarket are cheap.
Cash. Cash. I can pay cash for these things.
Credit card. Credit card. I'll buy it with my credit card.
Receipt. Receipt. When I bought it, I got a receipt.
Fashion. Fashion. Carol knows a lot about fashion. Okay, friends, those are some useful words. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our lesson together one more time. The sale at Outdoor World was really terrific. Their jackets were so cheap.
I know. We each got one for less than $50.
Yes, and I could pay cash. I didn't need to use my credit card.
Every store in the mall is having a sale. Let's check out some other ones.
Sure. Shopping the day after Christmas is always fun.
Thanks for coming to the mall with me, Susie. I don't know it very well yet.
You're welcome, James. Which store did your hat come from?
It came from Trendy Styles.
Do you have a receipt? You can't return something without one.
Yes, I have a gift receipt. Where is the store?
It's over there, across from Fashion House.
So in many places, people love Christmas. But some people like Boxing Day even more.
Boxing Day? That's strange. What is it? Is it just people boxing?
No, it's not like that. It's the day right after Christmas. This is when people have a day off and they spend it with their families. In the past, there was a history about it. Employers gave their workers Christmas boxes on that day.
Oh, so that's why it's called Boxing Day. Boxes. Got it.
So now the day is spent often shopping for those special deals after the Christmas holiday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not so different than the United States then.
No. And like you say, everywhere is Boxing Day, but this is more celebrated in Great Britain and countries like that.
Okay. Well, that's why I had never heard of it before. I like learning things about other countries and how they celebrate holidays.
So this is also a time that it's very busy at the stores. Remember, people are crowded, they want to return things, but they also want to quickly buy anything that has a good price.
Well, again, I guess that's like the United States, too, the days after Christmas.
That's right. All right, well, now let's go to our jungle chit-chat and see what James and Ginger are up to.
I love our new jackets.
Well, they are really warm.
Yeah, and they were really cheap, too.
I know. That's why they're great.
Yeah, and yellow is my favorite color.
Yes, you look like big bananas.
I know. Isn't it fun?
Not really. Well, I'm getting really warm. I'll take off my jacket now.
No! Let's wear these jackets all day.
But...
And all night. We can sleep in these jackets.
But...
I love our new jackets.
Banana jackets?
Yeah.
What makes the world go round? It came to earth when Jesus came down. So celebrate his birth today. The gift of love is here to stay. Love, love that's in the world today. When God's love in your life, you'll have a better day. You'll have a better day. The gift of love is the greatest gift that anyone can give. It brings us hope and joy and peace, and shows us how to live. Love, love, it's in the world today. When God's love is in your life, you'll have a better day. You'll have a better day.
Well, Christmas is over. It's been great. So, Pauline, when do you take down your lights and Christmas tree?
Oh, not yet. In my family, we keep Christmas decorations up for a long time. We keep them up at least the first, if not the second week into January. We just hate to say goodbye to Christmas.
Oh, I know that feeling. And we hate to say goodbye to you, but we're out of time. We'll see you again tomorrow, okay? Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.